Go to subset E. This is Title 13, Offenses and Regulations. Mr. Ainsley, back to you.
Speaking of having no clue what to write.
Here you go, Daniel.
After reviewing Title 3, the city attorney and I did find two areas that we believe the council should have some additional discussion. That's not necessarily meaning that the council may not have some other areas, but there are two areas that we wanted to bring up. The first of which is regarding open container areas. There are two provisions in this that should be discussed. The first is stating that I think it's actually included in the ordinance that is just for streets. In reality, when we actually have open containers, they're always sidewalks and sometimes they're streets. So that seems like a pretty minor revision that hopefully would not be too controversial, just allowing it to be public rights of ways instead of just streets, given that Music on Main as well as Mustang Rally and everything else, usually, you know, consumption's occurring on the sidewalk, and then sometimes it does include the street. The second portion of that or provision that we do recommend some change, there is some confusing verbiage that limits it to a 24-hour as a maximum consumption. While we're not recommending that the city council authorize open container for a 24-hour period, there might be events where there might be several days in a row or 2 days in a row. And actually, the off-road rally was one of the examples this last year where during two separate days, there was an open container that was allowed in the same area. Based on some readings of the ordinance, that may not be authorized, and so we would recommend making some changes to that so that there is a limit of 12 consecutive hours or 18 consecutive hours or something like that, but there could be several days in a row where you could have an open container, again, for Mustang Rally or Camaro Rally or whatever that might happen to be. Then the second area, which probably will cause no cause of additional discussion, is in the noise area. This has been an area that has been kind of a proverbial Gordian's knot that we've never been able to figure out exactly what to do. There were some changes that were made to this, I believe, about 3 years ago. Previously, before those changes were made, there was some limitations that stated that there could not be profane language essentially used on amplified devices. The reality is that can be a very sticky situation to try to enforce given constitutionally guaranteed freedom of speech rights. So that's kind of an area that, though I know that there is some concern that's brought up by residents, stating that they would like to have that. I don't know if that's something we truly can put in the ordinance. And then if we did, I think we might have some issues when we actually present that or enforce that in front of a court. That may not turn out as well as what we had hoped. Another area is actually in the times when there can be amplified noise or amplified music or whatever that might happen to be. It's not as clear in the ordinance as I think what the general guidelines have been. So I think it does make sense if we actually had clearer language that would state during the rally period, all amplified music, et cetera, should stop at a certain point. As a city staff, I think we would recommend that that point could be midnight. Not necessarily meaning that everyone has to close at midnight. It could go later, but that the radio speakers outside and everything else could end at that point and then not begin again until 7 in the morning. And then during the non-rally time period, recommend that that would be turn off time, I guess, at 10 p.m. And then again at 7 a.m. that would kind of allow a longer time period. Those pretty much are actually the guidelines that are contained in the ordinance, but it is not as black and white as we think it should be, so it's more difficult to try to explain that. But that is one of our recommendations. Other than that, there have occasionally been different individuals who have brought up a concern or a desire to have a decibel limit. whether it's during the rally period or throughout the entire year. There are, frankly, a lot of concerns we have about what that would actually do. Number one is how enforceable is it, especially during the rally period. It's hard to know whether the sound that is being recorded for that decibel, is it actually originating from this establishment, you know, right next to where you are, or is it coming from a motorcycle or a whatever that's parked on the street right next to you? It's hard for a police officer, again, to be able to testify in front of a judge that they know for sure that the sound waves that were being measured directly came from that instance. Usually those sound studies really come when someone is 25 meters away or whatever from a jet taking off, where it's obvious that's where it comes from. When you're in the middle of a significant event where there's sound waves coming from 20 different establishments and different speakers, and there's parked, you know, they're not parked, but idling, but in essence, they can't get through the traffic, you know, vehicles there, it's hard to know really what you're measuring at that point. The other thing is truly a concern about the accuracy of the devices that we would have, that we'd have to actually start getting additional devices, which, again, that can be overcome, but just a concern about if there is a decibel limit, how truly enforceable that is. Instead, we really recommend that it just be far clearer as to what the time periods would be when you could have amplified music coming out.
Other input. Title 13, offenses and regulations.
I wouldn't mind seeing us going to midnight, perhaps, for the cutoff time.
You mean throughout the year or
no,
during the rally?
During the rally.
Okay.
Because, you know, I mean, I've attended events in outdoor venues outside of the city where that is the cutoff time. For those events.
How about other input?
I guess that I would agree with Becca on that. And then I had difficulty finding the time outside of the rally. They specify 3 days before, 3 days after, and during the rally, but I could not find the time cutoff during the non-rally for amplified sound, whether it be music, speakers.
Greg and I had a long discussion about that. I think it's in there. He thinks I'm creatively reading the ordinance. That's why I think it should just be plainer, and Greg does as well. I'm sorry. We believe that it should be just clear, stating during this time period, that's when it should be.
Sure, because I quite honestly get...
Midnight, does that seem...
And 10 p.m. for everything else. The problem is that I'm going to go back to the decibels. Chief Bush and I used to fight the decibel limits at my establishment. And we agreed on 94 decibels at the sidewalk. I had as many amps as anybody. But at Steve and Terry's father's house, about 18 blocks away, it was 102 decibels. And it went over the hill, over the courthouse hill, and down. So when you take your decibel meter to the sidewalk, you won't get a valid level because every Harley that's wrapping his bike is about 116 decibels.
I guess I have a lot of experience with monitoring sound. In my previous life, I was the environmental manager for a mining company, and we did a lot of sound monitoring just because one company had an open pit right in the middle of the town of Lead, and we had to do sound monitoring there every time we blasted, and we could only blast at certain times. And then the other company that I worked was, there were also residents right around Wharf, and we had to do a lot of sound monitoring because we had, basically, in the middle of the night, we had trucks backing up, and people were complaining about the backup beepers. And we had sound monitoring. What's interesting is when you start measuring decibels, how many decibels robin can make if it's not very far away from your meter, or how many decibels the wind blowing through leaves can make when it's very windy. So I would just hesitate about even going there with decibels.
Other input.
Evening. Dean Kinney again. The only thing, the only comment I wanted to make is regarding the midnight during the rally and any amplified noise is that's a pretty broad term. And a concern we would have is, you know, for the live concerts to end at midnight is one thing, but any kind of outdoor noise that's amplified at all could shut down or shut off business for a lot of downtown businesses that are already dealing with a lot of competition from outside town where these kinds of regulations are not in effect. So I think it could be – it's all, one of the most difficult things right now during the rally is keeping a crowd in town at night. The evenings have become more challenging over a period of time, and that's evident across much of the community. I mean – a few of us, including a lot of us in this room, have been lucky in our establishments, but we've seen it happening elsewhere and have concerns about it. So the concern would be that, you know, motorcycles that are starting up and going down the road are making a lot of noise until 2 a.m. and probably creating more noise than any amplified noise after midnight. Just seems to me like a pretty broad way to go about it.
Just to make sure I'm understanding it well, so not necessarily a concern about live bands being cut off at noon, or I'm sorry, midnight, not noon. But it just the house music that's going on or something like that, stating that that would have to end at midnight.
Yeah, I mean, any kind of amplified music would be any, you know, whether it's at any of our establishments that are still outside at all, would seem pretty difficult. Now, the major concert music at midnight, that might seem more reasonable. Midnight, you know, it's hard, and I totally appreciate y'all get calls from people in the community and everything, but we have a pretty limited amount of time to make a year's worth of income. And believe it or not, for a lot of young people, midnight's still a pretty early hour, and there's still a lot of people out and a lot of us competing for those dollars.
Would the council be open at all to live music ending at midnight, not noon? And then, I don't know, other amplified music ending at 1:30 or 2?
I mean, could there be something to the point of, you know, something in a permanent structure versus outside, you know, band set up on the outside be midnight, something if it's in your confined permanent structure? I mean, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Dean, how often your tent, the bands are, what time do they usually end?
Yeah,
it's usually like 11 o'clock, isn't it?
No, they'll go to about midnight. We don't go much.
Still have music playing in there.
There's still music playing.
Right?
We're trying to maintain that crowd, yeah. But the big blast part is over by midnight generally, yeah.
Almost even during the rally.
A little later in. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about during the rally. Yeah, a little later inside the building.
I'm 2.5 blocks from you, and it's very seldom we can hear you.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my contention, is that there's a lot of other outside noises, including motorcycles making a lot of noise at that time of night. And I'm just trying to point out that we're still trying to keep those customers as long as we can.
About Terry, but corner of 5th and Main, 10 o'clock, she's pretty quiet during the rally. It really is. It's probably one of the quietest places in town.
You don't have to go very, you know, there's a lot of places downtown that after about 10 o'clock get pretty quiet. Yep. And there's a few of us, you know, competing for whatever bodies are still there. And we'd rather they didn't leave town any sooner than they have to.
I don't think the complaints are during the rally, per se. I think it's more during the rest of the summer when you're trying to have a little party on the front deck. And some people tell me up on the hillsides,
yeah,
it's pretty loud.
You mean noise coming from downtown is pretty loud?
The bands.
Yeah, they're playing.
I don't hear them. They go up and out.
Yeah.
Noise, especially at night. Ron can talk more to it. That humidity, when that humidity comes up, sound goes up and out.
I think there's special event cases in the rest of the year where 10 o'clock strikes me as pretty early. Certainly midnight, I think, is the rest of the year is a reasonable time. It's just during the rally I'm talking about where I think midnight, any amplified noise after midnight might be dicey.
We don't have much. During the summer months, you had one outside other than the rally.
Yeah.
Which
I think ended at 10 or 10:30 anyway, the concert portion of the
show. Got no complaints, even from the wife. she didn't know. She didn't. Never mind.
It's one of those situations, too, where it's you know, where do you live? When I first came back to town, we were renting right behind Kincaid's. Mm-hmm. And during the rally, when the motorcyclists were trying to leave and they were sitting at a red light there at the stoplight and sitting there revving, I'm not lying when I said I had about 4-hour window to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Because it started right back up at 6, 7 in the morning again. But it, you know, lasted till 3 a.m. and sitting at the red light. And unfortunately, that's where I was at. And not much sleep.
I mean, I guess in my comment about midnight, I guess I was thinking more live music rather than saying whatever you would be streaming into your tent area or,
I mean,
you know, like
an
a DJ
on a mic,
or something.
It could be a DJ. It could be anything.
I guess I was thinking more of the bands because, you know, like following what Steve said, where I reside, I mean, we hear the bands going until sometimes 1 a.m., you know. But point taken in that the Harley motoring by at 3 a.m. is, you know.
That would be my
concern
position.
Too.
I mean, regulate one versus the other. Are we going to not let Harleys be?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I kind of have a feeling that we're all in agreement with midnight live bands are going to be shut down. And then I think, to be fair to you and every other establishment, it just does make sense. And it's a good thing that you brought up the point. Sure, you need to have some music playing to keep people here. And we've talked about that at rally and events for years. We want them here in town for as long as possible and to make their experience as enjoyable as it can be. So that makes sense to go and have some type of music after midnight playing at your establishment.
Very good. Thank you.
Got up to an iron horse. No, I totally agree with you guys. I mean, rally, midnight, I mean, there's no reason that – I think most of our concerts get over probably 12:30. I mean, I think it's the latest one we usually go, and that's usually hairball. And I can understand with their pyrotechnics where that could cause some issues. 10 o'clock during the off rally I think is fair. I agree with Dean. I mean – we run contests to keep people around after the bands get off stage. So, I mean, that would help us out. I mean, it's not loud music. I mean, it's more MC talking on a microphone. And the only other thing I have to say is it's just so difficult to control band from swearing on the microphone. I mean, you can walk up there and say before they go on stage and say, listen, please, there's a city ordinance. Don't swear on stage. And the first thing they come on, drop the F-bomb. You know, I proved it, Dan. You know, I said, Daniel, you want me to walk up to him? I'll go walk up and tell him. Walk up, and first thing he does, boom. You know, so, I mean, it's just very difficult to enforce that or try to enforce it in that situation. But thank you.
Other input at this point.
Palmer Dahl, and I've lived here all my life. We've tolerated the rally. We give them the rally, they start taking the rest of the nights out of the summer. You know, it's hot. We have our windows open. Hill is an amplification. We live close to there, and we hear it all the time. As far as profanity and stuff, I think there's a switch. You can probably shut off all the electricity. that would quiet them down pretty fast. So if you wanted to enforce that and you had an establishment, it wouldn't be too hard to flick the electricity or the power to that particular place to say enough's enough. And if they want to continue, that's up to them. This is our town. There's 6,000 of us or so that live here year-round. Want us to be a bedroom community. You're a bedroom community. A lot of us like to sleep at night. So let's have a little respect for the people of Sturgis that live here year-round. You guys have the input. You guys make the rules, the regulations. Some of them we're happy with, some of them we're not. I'm just voicing my opinion. I think there's a lot of that that we probably don't need. And if you told most of the people in Sturgis, have a lot of them at least my age. I'm interested in that after 10 o'clock for sure. As far as the foul language and stuff, I think that's up to the establishment to regulate that. And I think, like I said, if they cut the power off a couple times on that band, they might get the message, or you don't bring that band back the next year. I love this town. Everybody in it. I want everybody to have fun, but I think we should be respectful of everybody else, too.
White Griffey. I live up on 1507 Jackson, up behind a community center. And I'm a Harley rider, too. I've tried to keep mine real quiet, especially while I'm around town. But like I said, I like the deal of midnight. Not that I go to bed that early a lot of times, but especially during the rally, I stay up a lot later. But there are a lot of people up in our neighborhood, and it does. Now, I've drove by on Lazelle Street, my motorcycle, and I don't notice the noise so much down there. But when I get up to my house, it is. It's just like an amphitheater going up there, just from all these bands and stuff. It is a lot noisier, so it is a lot different downtown, though, than like Becca was saying, and everything, that noise bounces over the hill that way, and it bounces up that way. So,
anything else on Title 13?
I think Title 13 should be the ordinance that all other ordinances refer to. If we got to make a noise comment in another title, then that comment should refer to a specific title on noise, rather than have the barking dogs in Title 32 and some other stuff all over, scattered out. It'd be a lot easier to maintain, a lot easier to find, and a lot easier for enforcement if it was in a single ordinance and other ordinances pointed to it.
Thanks, Mike. Anything else? Close the discussion on Title 13 for now. Again, all these ordinances, if they do get rewritten, they will be brought as first reading, second reading, and then a point for 20 days of referendum afterwards before they become in to be in existence. So.